thing that I have found about it is this, and this is eye-opening in and of itself, even to me, the big skeptic, and that is this. You have to be open to it. If you totally shut it off and you say it doesn't exist and you are not respectful, this phenomenon, whatever it is, does not reveal itself to you. And I know this for a fact because the year following this series, we tried to duplicate it. I had a photographer who was not open to the idea of ghosts and was very disrespectful and disparaging to the whole process, and we got nothing.
Well,
zero.
You know what? You're lucky you weren't at a scene where these were tough entities, evil entities. They might have taken care of him.
I'm so glad you point that out, because also in the series, we ran into some that were not so nice. And it was up in Virginia City, in Virginia City, Nevada, and it was a bar up there. And actually, my psychic at the time had said, as I had mentioned, good ghost, bad ghost. Of course, we wanted to check out the bad ghost. So we went up to the old Washoe Club, established back in 1875, been there forever. Prior to being a saloon, it was the Millionaires Club back in the heyday of the Comstock. And all the barons up at the time who struck it rich, either finding nickel or gold, used to belong to this club. And that's really how I met Jeannie, was outside of this bar. And she looked a little bit green. I thought she had the flu. And she said, I can't go in there. This is just such a bad place.
She feels that, doesn't she?
It made her physically sick. And I thought maybe she did have the flu. But I talked her into going inside the bar and discussing what was there. There were many entities there. At least that's how she described it. And that there was one in particular that she did not like, and one that scared her, who she called John, a male entity. And we left the bar. I got my interview. We did not meet the bar owner at that time. For some reason, she had some other obligation, couldn't meet us. She met with us, my cameraman and myself, a couple of days later, and pretty much confirmed the same story that Jeannie had confirmed, in that many entities here, and one in particular, she didn't have a name for this particular entity, was a man who scared her, and also scared some of the employees who worked at this bar. And I really didn't think anything of it. I just thought, well, isn't that interesting? I don't know that these two women collaborated or even know each other, but
right.
They have very similar stories. Well, I was also told there were mischievous spirits at this place, never knowing that I would ever encounter them. And I didn't document this, but this made me somewhat more of a believer than a non-believer. A couple days later, I woke up to the sound of what I thought was my glass door open, and I have these blinds that hang down, and there are weights on the bottom of these blinds, and they were slapping against the wall. It woke me up, and I thought, oh, you know, I must have left the door open. Darn. And I lived by myself at the time, so it would have been me to blame.
Right.
I was so tired, I didn't even get up. I just thought, oh, forget it. I'll get up later and get it. Well, the next morning I woke up and the door was closed. It was locked. There was no evidence that that sliding glass door had been open whatsoever. I really didn't think much of it. I thought maybe I was dreaming. And I noticed, I turned around and my dining room table is there, that the fixture from my light on top of my dining room table, it had come down. And I thought, well, maybe it fell down, and maybe that was the noise that I heard. So I completely dismissed it and never thought about it again. It happened again the next night. I heard the blinds slapping against the wall. This time I got up. When I got up, the sound stopped. Well, I thought, well, I better check the door, make sure I didn't leave it open. I didn't. The door was closed. It was locked. I went back to bed, and I thought, well, maybe it's windy outside. We have winds in this area, and sometimes they can make a lot of noise. Made it a mental note that the next day I would check with our meteorologist. Well, he said there was no wind in the area the next day. So, again, I didn't think anything of it. I'm going along my own schedule. I go to wash some dishes in the sink, and all of a sudden, all this water comes out of the bottom of my sink, and I think, oh, great, got to call the plumber. Well, I'm thinking now, I've got to get into work. It's late in the afternoon, and I'm trying to find now what time it is. All my clocks in my house either they had stopped, or they were running fast, or they were running slow.
But they were all haywire.
They were all haywire, and I have a jewelry box full of wristwatches. Not one of them worked. Again, I didn't think anything of it. I just went into work. I called the plumber. He called me back. He met me at my house. I let him in. He looks under the sink, and he says, "Somebody's playing a joke on you." And I said, "What are you talking about?" Points down to the bottom of the sink. Someone had unscrewed the main pipe that leads down into the sink.
And that just doesn't happen by itself, Terry.
No. I live by myself. I was single at the time. No one had access to my place. And here I am thinking, somebody's playing a joke on me. I'm going to have to change the locks to my house. George, I'm so dense, it didn't dawn on me until that evening when I'm sitting on my couch that my dog all of a sudden looks at the blank wall, and you know how they twist their head?
Oh, yeah. And animals are very sensitive to this.
He turns his head, and he starts wagging his tail at the wall. And I'm thinking, what's that about? And then he jumps up on the wall, and he gives this puppy bark that he doesn't normally give. And now I'm thinking, I've seen movies and television shows. This isn't normal. I think I have a ghost in here. So, of course, I call Jeannie, and she confirms that, oh, yeah, they can follow you. What you need to do is tell them no more mischief. But what she pointed out to me was that you notice them, now they are noticing you, and they want you to tell about them. And so that made an impression on me.